Welcome to the Math Audio Tutorial Series by Rapid Learning Center. In this audio tutorial, we will present an introduction to pre-algebra. Learning objectives. By completing this tutorial, you will learn the definition of pre-algebra, the language of algebra, topics covered in this course, and tips for mastering pre-algebra. Introduction to pre-algebra concept map. The concept map shows how new content relates to previously learned content. Pre-algebra prepares students for the study of algebra. Pre-algebra can be used to represent situations symbolically by using variables, terms, and expressions. Pre-algebra is also used to find values of unknowns by solving equations. Pre-algebra is also used to describe situations mathematically by using formulas. Pre-algebra can be represented verbally, analytically, numerically, and graphically. The first section will discuss the purpose of learning algebra. Definition: Algebra. The course of pre-algebra prepares students for the study of algebra. Algebra is a branch of math in which symbols, usually letters of the alphabet, are used to represent numbers or quantities. Purpose of algebra. The study of algebra causes the brain to work like a muscle. The more that muscle works out, the better it performs on other types of tasks. Connections to algebra. Algebra is used in many different fields, such as architecture, economics, art, music, and technology. The next section will discuss the language of algebra. Definitions: Variable and algebraic expression. A variable is a symbol that is used to represent a quantity. An algebraic expression is a quantity that combines variables, numbers, and operation symbols. Evaluating algebraic expressions. To evaluate an algebraic expression, substitute a given number for each variable and find the value of the resulting numerical expression. Example: Evaluating algebraic expressions. Evaluate the expression for the given value of the variable. 2d minus 7 for d equals 5. Solution. Substitute 5 for d in the expression. 2 times 5 minus 7. Simplify to get 10 minus 7. The final answer is 3. Definitions: Term and like terms. A term is a variable, number, or the product of a number and variable. Examples of terms are 2x, 5, and 15. Like terms are terms that have the same variable raised to the same power. Examples of like terms are 3m squared and 8m squared. Combining like terms. To combine like terms, add the coefficients and keep the same variable and power. Example: Combine like terms. 9k plus 2j minus 3k plus 5j. 9k and negative 3k are like terms, and 2j and 5j are also like terms. Simplify to get 6k plus 7j. Simplifying algebraic expressions. To simplify an algebraic expression, perform all possible operations and combine like terms. Example: simplifying algebraic expressions. Simplify the expression. 2 times quantity 3b plus 2f plus 9f. Solution: use the distributive property to eliminate the parentheses. 6b plus 4f plus 9f. Combine like terms to get 6b plus 13f. Definition: VANG. VANG is an acronym to remember the four ways an algebraic relationship can be expressed: verbal, analytical, numerical, and graphical. Verbal. Algebraic relationships can be described using words. For example, when a car is filled with gas, the total cost is the number of gallons that are purchased times the price per gallon. Analytical or algebraic. Algebraic relationships can be described using symbols. For example, given total cost equals gallons times price per gallon, use variables to rewrite the relationship. C equals G times P, where total cost is C, gallons is G, and price per gallon is P. Numerical. Algebraic relationships can be described with numbers, often displayed in a table. For example, if gas is $3 per gallon, the total cost depends on the number of gallons. 1 gallon costs $3. 2 gallons cost $6. 3 gallons cost $9, and so on. Graphical. Algebraic relationships can be represented with graphs. For example, if gas is $3 per gallon, the total cost depends on the number of gallons. On a graph, the number of gallons can be represented along the horizontal axis, and the total cost along the vertical axis. The next section will provide a brief overview of the topics that will be covered in this course. Pre-algebra topics. The topics covered in pre-algebra include real numbers, one-variable equations and inequalities, linear equations, polynomials, probability, and geometry. Topic: real numbers. A real number is any number that can be represented with a point on the real number line. Topic: one-variable equations. An equation is a mathematical statement in which two or more expressions are set equal to each other. A solution of an equation is the value that makes an equation true when the variable is replaced by the value. For example, x plus 5 equals 13 is true when x equals 8. Topic: one variable inequalities. An inequality is a mathematical statement comparing two or more expressions using the inequality symbols less than, greater than, less than or equal to, and greater than or equal to. Example: 2x plus 7 is greater than 13. Subtract 7 from both sides to get 2x is greater than 6. Divide both sides by 2 to get x is greater than 3. Topic: linear equations. A linear equation is an equation that represents a line. An example of a linear equation is y equals 1/2 x. Topic: polynomials. A polynomial is an expression made up of terms containing variables with whole number exponents. Examples of polynomials include 2x plus 5, 3x squared plus 27, and 17 plus n plus m plus p. Topic: probability. Probability is a number from 0 to 1 that tells how likely an event is to occur. When the probability of an event is 0, the event is impossible. When the probability of an event is 1, the event is certain to occur. Topic: geometry. Area is the amount of space inside a two-dimensional shape. Volume is the amount of space enclosed in a solid object. The final section will provide tips for studying pre-algebra. Pre-algebra tips. Keep the following in mind while studying. Study daily and keep up the pace. Practice problem solving and do all assigned homework. Take notes in class and while reading the textbook. Seek help from teachers and classmates. More pre-algebra tips. More ideas to keep in mind. Connect new topics to things you already know. Be persistent. Believe in yourself. Keep trying, and eventually you'll get it. Calculator tips for pre-algebra. When working with a calculator, enter a negative number using a negative sign, not a subtraction symbol. Simplify numerical expressions before entering them into a calculator to reduce input errors. Most calculators use order of operations to evaluate. Use parentheses when necessary. Make sure all parentheses pairs are complete. Each set contains a left and a right parenthesis. Learning summary. Pre-algebra prepares students for the study of algebra. The Vang method says to look at a situation verbally, analytically, numerically, and graphically. Pre-algebra involves variables, terms, and expressions. Combine like terms by adding their coefficients. Always look for connections between topics. Good job! You have completed the audio tutorial on an introduction to pre-algebra. For more audio and visual tutorials in chemistry, biology, physics, and math, go to www.rapidlearningcenter.com. Thank you.